We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, site of the 8th Fan Golf Classic, this is Dusty and Friends.
I am ready to charge forth in pursuit of my mythic destiny. I can't even get time off work to do it.
Today's show and the Fan Golf Classic are presented by Audi Wilsonville, offering unmatched service to help you find the perfect car. Online at AudiWilsonville.com. Also brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, Pelican Brewing, Infinity Golf, by Grey Goose, Clausen Heating and Air Conditioning, by Town Park, Matchstick Golf, Coors Light, PG Long Flooring, The Children's Courts, X Golf Tualatin, Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey, by Laurelwood Brewing, Battery Exchange, Encore Audio Video, and by Backwoods Brewing Company.
Happy learned how to putt.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday to you. We are live from Langdon Farms Golf Course, the site of the 8th Fan Golf Classic, presented by our friends at Audi Wilsonville. And what a day it is, man. We got the perfect Oregon weather for a double flight tournament today. The morning groups are actually playing at a pretty good pace, and they only got like a couple holes to go. But we turned down the furnace. It's not 95. It was a little bit chilly this morning with the wind howling. But you know what? When you got Backwoods Brewing, when you got Pelican out on the course, and you can have some Kiwanis Creams and some Jack Daniels to warm yourself up, I think everybody's staying pretty warm out here. It's a great time out at Langdon Farms. And the afternoon crew, you guys are just about, an hour and a half away from teeing off. And it's been a fun round. It's good to, always awesome to see the P1s out here in the golf tournament. And to watch everybody come back out after 2 years and see some of the familiar faces that have been out here before. It's been a couple years since we've been able to get back out. It's awesome. It really is. It kind of feels like we have a return to normalcy. I've got, Dirt is out here flashing me as he's walking by. It's a great time. Swag is hitting chip shots for people on the sixth hole, where I call it chip shots. It's off the tee. It's the tabletop green, but it's playing at 88 yards. I was out there at the beginning of the day, and I have made an observation, Mr. Jeffrey Rust, who's back in the studios. How are you, Rusty?
Doing just dandy. It's a little lonely back here.
I know. Well, at least it's not a sweltering 90 in the studios today for you. It's probably cooled off a little bit. I've made an observation out on the golf course, and it's one of those ones where I think it'll hit at 100% clip. I've noticed if you wear white shorts to a golf course, you're a damn good golfer. I can't explain why. I have my own reasonings why I wouldn't, and it's usually because I'm hitting from places where there's going to be dirt, and my ball I'm having to wipe off on my towel, and my hand gets muddy, and I'm wiping it, and it looks like I have, brown streaks. I would never wear white shorts when I'm golfing. I've come to the conclusion if you wear white shorts on the golf course, you're a good golfer. It's 100% today, by the way. I think lifetime it may hit 100% too.
Yeah, well, I guess you mean mainly if you finish your round and your shorts are still completely white, you're a good golfer.
Yeah, no, I just think that in order to purchase white golf shorts, you have the confidence and you are ballsy enough to know that they won't get dirty. I've seen three guys out here today wear white shorts, and I go, why in the world? I would never. I would never. It would end up with brown streaks all over. I've come to the conclusion you have the confidence to wear the white shorts. You are going to be a good golfer, and you got to be a stick. You have to be in order to do it. I'm going to see. I'm going to keep taking notes. It's my early observation of the day. Other observations are we have 2 leaders in the clubhouse for potentially the drunkest ones of the day. And I'm keeping tabs on them when they come around and they get in here. We may crown the winner. But if it's any early indication of who will be the drunkest fan personality, it's going to be Sprague. He's already having to mix in a water today.
Ooh.
It's 12:07. 12:07, we're mixing in waters.
Not wasting any time.
It's the smart play. It's a smart play. This is a marathon. This isn't a sprint here. But it's awesome out here at Langdon Farms, and everybody's having a great time. And we've got, you know, the stretch zone is out here. I'm looking at the old stretch zone tent where they're getting people stretched out after their rounds. And that's a huge one because my lower back always tightens up. And we already had a guy coming around who he had the KP on hole six. And he's like, yeah, and he pulls up his shirt. And he had one of those things. You know, that I've only seen him in the NBA. Like Nurk was wearing them all the time before they shut him down. You know, the little things that have the lights on the back and they heat up. It's like a vibrating heat pack type deal.
Yes.
Dude was wearing one of those out there on the golf course because his back was already seizing up and he was like three holes into the day.
That's an athlete.
You know, the athleticism of golfers is amazing to me because you'll see these guys that look like they've never lifted a weight in their life and they can pipe it 300 yards, you know? And that is just wild to me. Like, they can swing a golf club, and their club head speed is, like, they pop up these ridiculous numbers, like 127 miles an hour ball speed, and you're going, what? How did that person right there end up putting that swing together? Golf is a mystery, man, and you can never really tell, unless they're wearing white shorts, whether they're a good golfer or not.
Well, one need look no further than John Daly to see that any kind of person can succeed at golf.
But at least you could put the one like, well, he's, you know, he's putting his weight behind it, you know? You have, like, little guys, too, like, you know, remember young Rory McIlroy? How he just looked like this little, like, he looked like what he was. He was a little teenager out there, and he could hit it, like, 320. And you're going, where did that come from? You look like you shouldn't even be able to hit the ball 200 yards. You're just launching bombs off the tee. Golf is a weird sport, man. And I love that we have the golf tournament. The Fan Golf Classic is back. We are out at Langdon. The Fan Text Line made a trip with me, even though Rust did not. 503-250-1080. If you're listening out and about on the course, let me know. And when the beverage cart girl comes by, if you need a refill, I'll make sure to let her know which hole you need to go. She needs to go to get you a refill. If you're heading out to the course today, make sure you come by and say hi. We are right on like the back patio, right outside the bar at Langdon Farms. We got people out here eating lunch. The Red Barn is the Red Shed is getting ready to host the awards for the morning rounds. Afternoon rounds going to tee off soon. Come say hi. This is going to be a great time, man. We've got we're all out here today, and it's awesome. It's a great opportunity for us to get back and reconnect with all of our listeners that have been so good to us. And this event, I was talking to a group earlier, and they were saying, you know, we've always wanted to come out. We always wanted to do it. And then after it went away for 2 years and we found out I was coming back, we were like, you know what? Screw it. We have to pull the trigger on it this year. And they're glad that they did. It's an awesome time just to come out here and meet other people that are listeners to the station as well. I'm finding also that, you know, those Vancouver Ford spots that Souk does, pretty good. Pulling into the parking lot, I would say 80% were like trucks just out in the parking lot. Our demo, big truck demo out here. A lot of Ford F-150s out there going to the big Ford store and and listening to those big Souk spots. We are out here. We got sports shows, though. Come on by. Come say hi. I think we got a surprise guest that's going to be joining us, at some point during the show. I think probably in the 1 o'clock hour. And we'll sit down. We'll talk a little basketball. And then it's just us. We're out here at the Fan Golf Classic. I got a lot of news around the NBA and free agency. We have more updates to what's going on with the Cleveland Browns saga as Deshaun Watson continues his meetings with the disciplinary czar, disciplinary officer, Sue Robinson, and the NFL. We're not going to find out what his punishment will be. The NFL is looking for a long punishment for Deshaun Watson. An indefinite suspension is what some reports are even indicating. But we got an update from there. And we will also – I want to get into a little bit of recruiting because college football – we've talked about the portal and NIL and how they are throwing a wrench into all things college football. Well, I heard Nemec on with Dirt and Sprague this morning, and we'll replay a portion of that interview about the big NIL deal that could be coming right here in the state of Oregon. No, it's not Portland State, nor is it my alma mater, Southern Oregon. I gave a kid $7.50. That's $7.50 for a combo meal at the Wendy's. Didn't cover the whole thing, but it is 7.5. That's a number that's being floated out there for a recruit at the University of Oregon. So we'll talk a little bit more recruiting and what the portal is looking like in the future of the portal. Where we got to start, though, that was a fast dream that Rip City had. Dusting Friends on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Boy, that was fast how quickly this whole thing kind of fizzled out. It was – Kevin Durant was a Blazer longer the first time than he was this time. You think about how quickly the Damian Lillard photo of him photoshopped with KD and Blazer uniforms kind of disappeared and reverted back to, all right, Kyrie Irving opting back into his $37 million deal, 36 point whatever it was. And now he is going to return to the Brooklyn Nets as a one-year rental. And we know what this is. Yesterday we talked about this, how, you know, Brian Windhorst was playing the audio of him saying, Brooklyn would rather lose KD and Kyrie than run it back and have the same thing that they had last year. Kyrie doesn't want to be in Brooklyn. We had that audio of him yesterday at the BET Awards where he was asked about whether or not he wants to be a Brooklyn Net. And he did the weird, awkward song and dance and then went, next question. So Kyrie doesn't want to be in Brooklyn. Brooklyn doesn't want Kyrie. And nobody was willing to give him an extension with a max deal in a sign-and-trade because of the way that he has acted in his previous two stops. I mean, look at that. Think of this. Whether it's Boston and being a malcontent now in Brooklyn or, you know, wanting to carve his own path and forge his own trail out of Cleveland, you look at Kyrie Irving, and why would anybody want to give an extension with the max deal as part of a sign-and-trade because of what you would have to give up in order to get a guy like that in a sign-and-trade? This has got to be the biggest concern, though, if you're a Brooklyn Net fan, is we have seen Kyrie Irving as a malcontent. And this year could be far worse for the Nets than last year was. If he truly doesn't want to be there and they can't find a fix to this. And I don't think they will find a fix to this. You know, I think eventually what happens, and this is kind of the prevailing thought, is that Kyrie Irving is actually easier to trade now than he was in a sign and trade situation because of the fact that it's a 1 year rental and you can see if you can keep him happy and he could be a hired gun for one season. And that would be the way that I would operate if I was any team with title aspirations, because there's no way you would want to pay a guy that much money unless you're trying to win a title. And that is the goal, is to get to the NBA Finals. This whole saga with Kevin Durant, though, I think it may just be starting for Brooklyn, too, because the Brooklyn Nets are at a point where if Kyrie really was the thing that in his relationship with the Nets organization is why Kevin Durant is feeling uneasy, because the fact that he was saying that they didn't try to understand who Kyrie is as a person. BS. Like, they're not going to at this point. So they're going to try to have him move on. So Kevin Durant is probably looking for his next move as well. I just don't think it's going to be in a place like Portland with the Photoshop with Dame and KD together. We talked about this yesterday, how, boy, it was kind of that troll for Lillard to get everybody all riled up and get everybody excited. But now it seems, for the time being, Brooklyn is going to have to move forward with Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons. And it's crazy that Ben Simmons is the guy that we kind of forget about in all this, when he was the biggest talk of the season this past year, is that Ben Simmons was the malcontent in Philly holding everything up. Now he's probably the most happy person in Brooklyn right now. He's the most non-disgruntled player that the Brooklyn Nets have, or star that the Brooklyn Nets have, because if Kyrie doesn't want to be there, KD is unhappy with the organization not trying to understand who Kyrie is as a person, then guess what? It's Ben Simmons. He's the poster boy for this Nets team right now. And when you sit there and you look at how all of this kind of unfurled and unraveled, there's a lot of people, myself included, that have and will take shots at Kyrie. But I was thinking about this earlier, in that we've kind of created this type of athlete that we're seeing now, right? Because there has been such a push to, whether it was that old mantra of the dumb jock, right? And you want people to be more thoughtful and articulate and be able to convey who they are, right? We are in a world where social media is the closest that we've ever been to athletes before. The media machine and the marketing machine has made athletes into role models and have made them into people that, we see relatability in them, and they try everything they can to find these common threads. And when really, when it comes to athleticism and the genetics that got them to the NBA, we could not be further from any of the professional athletes, because they've been touched by the hand of God to be gifted with skill, and they work their butts off to be there as well. That is totally unrelatable, but these marketing machines have made it so we have like these common threads that we pull out of each of them, and we have to find that relatability, and then we want to know more about them. And so yesterday Kyrie sends out this statement to Shams that says, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. All even." I read that and I rolled my eyes and I said, oh my goodness, what are we doing here, right? What is this guy doing? But Kyrie isn't a dumb person. Like, we know that Kyrie is not he's a very intelligent person. And all we've wanted in our athletes is to learn more about them, to hear them, speak more eloquently, and to be the role models and to put themselves out there. Kyrie does it. Now he gets bashed for it, right? Right? Because it sounds pretty douchey when you put that statement like that. But we've kind of created this. We've kind of created this whole athlete entitlement by shoving millions upon millions of dollars at them and propping them up. But then you have some guys that they just have surrounded, whether it's they've surrounded themselves with yes men, whether it is the fact that they've just never been told no, in their lives, or they've just, all their successes have come so easily. There is a massive disconnect, and I feel that more with Kyrie Irving than really any other athlete. I mean, it truly, if you look at it, Kyrie Irving tries to play the I am smarter than you than any other athlete that we have right now. And, I mean, it's I don't even think it's particularly close. If you take a look around, I have no idea what he's trying to prove to anybody at this point, but he continues to try to do it, right? Whether it was the flat earth stuff, whether it was, you know, the conversation in that, we talked about this yesterday, but that Skype that he did with, or whatever, the Zoom, live Zoom that he did with, or the IG live that he did with KD, right when they started, where he was talking about how, you know, oh, we're going to be collaborating with Steve Nash, not a coach. We're all going to be coaches out there. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. Don't try, man. He is a smart dude. He is a person that if less would be more at this point with Kyrie Irving. But now as it is, he's kind of made himself this outcast, whether it is in his own team, in his own front office, or league-wide, when you look at the fact that nobody wanted to pull the trigger on a sign-and-trade with, and it's not even arguable at this point, one of the top point guards in the NBA when he's playing. And that's the thing, when he's playing. Like, nobody except for the Lakers was willing to do it. And the Lakers were probably only willing to do it because of LeBron James and the fact that they won a title when they were in Cleveland. And that, to me, oh boy, what an incredible like 48 hours it has been to kind of think of where Kyrie was shopping himself and giving that, you know, free rein to find a sign and trade. To here we are, 2 days before he has to opt into his deal. Yesterday he says, "Yeah, I'm opting in," because he couldn't find anybody, or his team couldn't find anybody that wanted to facilitate a sign and trade for him. Now for Brooklyn, they got to find a way to unload Kyrie Irving and keep Kevin Durant happy, because KD is truly, for as good as Kyrie Irving is, man, it really does come down to Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the world, and keep that guy happy at all costs. They'll find some good value for Kyrie Irving as a expiring deal with 1 year left. They will, if they can keep Kevin Durant happy and not let the whole thing fall apart. All right, 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Hey, let's get to the other team. $47 million problem that just isn't going away. Dusty and Friends on the Fan. Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in to Dusty and Friends Live from the Fan Golf Classic. We are out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. 8th annual presented by Audi, Wilsonville, Portland. This is a great event. We have Neil, the team, which is going by the name of Neil Olshay's unemployment check is checked in. They said they are here and ready to play. They're ready to win it all. That's a hell of a name, and you're all welcome to come by, share your team names here. We are at Langdon, right on the back, right outside. I'm looking right at the red shed, and I'm looking at the finishing holes of 10 and 18 out of Langdon Farm. It's awesome. I know that Team Go Booze is out there, not going to be playing. They are very disappointed. They've been a fan classic staple over the years. So Team Go Booze, I know you guys aren't going to be here physically. You are here in our hearts. Team Go Booze has always been the hands down, far and away winners of the drunkest foursome on the course. And unfortunately, they're not going to be here. Those are, you know, the names that you guys know and love: Dieter, RJ and Warren, Paul, all those guys. It's an awesome group every year. So you're not here this year. We miss you all out here, but everybody that is, it's very cool to see everybody out and about on the course, back at it again. Let's roll. All right. We were talking about the Kyrie Irving situation, and I have an interesting text going on the Fan text line. you know, Kyrie Irving kind of sharing his opinions on all things like flat earth or whatever it is, and kind of putting himself out there with his ridiculous release that says his return is normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. People roll their eyes. But I still believe, and I think that we've kind of created this beast of more access to athletes, wanting their opinions on things and then putting them out there and those getting amplified, right? We have a text that comes in and goes, just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you need to share it, Kyrie. It's true. I think that this isn't just athletes. I mean, this is all celebrities, right? It's incredible to me how we will prop up actors, athletes more than we will, you know, whether they're, you know, experts in a certain field, right? You know, or a doctor or a scientist on things. We prop up the opinions of athletes and celebrities more. And, you know, this text that another one says, you know, when do fans ever ask for athletes' opinions on anything? They're paid to play a sport. That's it. And this is where we're at with athletes now, is that they're not just paid to play a sport anymore, right? They have been made to be so much larger than that. They're not just faces of organizations anymore. They're, you know, faces of cities at times. You know, you look at Damian Lillard is a great example of that here in Portland, right? He is a guy that he is out front and center on whether it's social issues, you know, like when he was walking across, you know, the Burnside Bridge arm in arm with the Black Lives Matter, whether it's, you know, things that are going on in our city, he'll comment on them and it pulls weight with people. That's the way it is now. And they're not just paid to play a sport anymore. And people do ask a lot of their athletes' opinions on things not even close to being related to sports that do relate to whether it's the pandemic or politics or, you know, movies and shows to watch. And, you know, from little things to massive things, that's what social media and really the 24-hour news cycle, it's kind of built up, right? That's where we're at now, where they're not just paid to play a sport anymore. And for some people, there is that aspect of, yeah, sometimes less is more. And I think that we're going to find as more and more guys get burnt by this, guys are going to kind of close down even more, and it's going to be kind of the rare breeds that put themselves out there and say they're not worried about it. I think Kevin Durant's a great example of this. Like, Kevin Durant had a movie. I've watched it on Netflix. I think I live tweeted it even. It's called Thunderstruck. He was in a movie at one point. Now Kevin Durant has closed his circle, right? Kevin Durant could have been one of the faces of Nike. He has closed his circle. And now, after the whole burner accounts thing, you don't see as much Kevin Durant as you did before. He's still one of the best players in the world. He is still, when he wants to put himself out there on certain topics, he's a charismatic guy. But you know what? He tried to be the guy who puts himself out there for everything and was like, nope, don't like it. Actually hate it. Doesn't like the criticism. Doesn't like the fact that, you know, when people don't agree with him, that they come back in tenfold and you'll have, you know, all the bots start tweeting at you and you'll get these angry mobs of teenagers that come at you. He's just like, no, I'm done. And I think we're going to find a lot more athletes like Kevin Durant who either just won't put themselves out there at all, or they'll do it very selectively on topics that are just fun and lighthearted for them. And that's kind of where we are. I love these texts too. Like, athletes and opinions. You know, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, those guys, they were some of the first to do it, and they're heroes, man. Those guys were some of the first to do it and go outside of just the realm of sport. And I think that, you know, the whole Laura Ingram shut up and dribble, when that was said to LeBron James, that opened up a lot more of these athletes to sit there and go, I ain't doing that. I will not just shut up and dribble. You will hear what I will say. Now, we're having to come back around in full circle on things not as clear cut as race in, as some of the race in America topics that LeBron was commenting on. And we're coming back to there's a lot more gray area in certain other topics, or they go against the grain of what the popular opinion is. I think those that's where you're going to start seeing it shut down and athletes not want to speak up anymore. 503-250-1080. All right, let's get into the $47 million question. Enough with that. Let's talk the $47 million problem that the Lakers have, because nothing makes my heart warmer. Dustin Friends on the Fan.
Stop it. Dustin Friends on 1080 The Fan. Cut your hair.
Do you think it's gonna make a little housekeeping note here. The Utah Jazz apparently will hire Will Hardy as the head coach. Hardy was an assistant for Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics, which means that I think anybody who, what PIL legend is looking for a job in the NBA, because Ime Udoka may just add him to the list of the PIL greats that they already have. They already got Damon Stoudemire and Aaron Miles. They got Terrell Brandon. Does Michael Brooks want to go and coach for the Celtics? Because they're doing a pretty damn good job with a lot of Oregon talent. Garrett Jackson from Westview's on that staff. You also have from Lake Oswego, Ben Sullivan is on that staff in Boston. So, you know, one guy leaves and maybe just open it up for another Portland guy. Join up out there. And that also means that Terry Stotts will not be in this head coaching cycle right now, as it appears. Stotsy has missed out yet again. He was one of the names that was floated out there, right? I mean, right when this job opened up in Utah, it was Stotts' name that was thrown out there. So no Stotsy heading to the Utah Jazz. All right, let's talk about things that make my heart warm. $47.1 million problem that the Los Angeles Lakers currently have right now, and that is Russell Westbrook picking up his player option to remain with the Lakers. Why are we surprised? Why in the world are we surprised when we see this happen, right? Like, if there's any other way for Russell Westbrook to make this happen. Unlike, you know, James Harden, where you can still sit there and be like, you know what, if we stretch his contract out, we have an extension with him, and we have his $47 million option, and we say, you know what, we're going to give you 70 or 80 over multiple years instead of just hamstringing us in 1 year. Westbrook isn't going to get that. This is probably his last day that he's going to get a big, huge chunk of money, because you want to talk about diminishing return on his play. Oh goodness. Russell Westbrook has been an issue, and it wasn't just Frank Vogel and the usage that he had last year of Westbrook and not trusting him and letting him play his style and his way. He's a different player, and he's been slowly declining. And so now you're looking at a $47 million issue that the Lakers have with the salary cap. And to that I say, tough. I mean, this is what happens when, and this is why I will, it makes me, as a Oregonian and a Portland native, I sit there and I just shake my head approvingly, is that this is what happens when you say to every young star that's not in LA or New York or Chicago that they're a future Laker. Sometimes you get that person and you overpay an S-ton for him. And that's exactly what the Lakers are doing. And they regret this move right now. And if we were talking about Kyrie Irving unloading, you know, $37 million, that's going to be easy for them with an expiring deal in 1 year. What team wants Russell Westbrook in the deal? I mean, you want to talk about one that you're stuck with. Are they going to John Wall this thing? And are they just going to buy him out and say, it's better at? No, I don't think that's happening. where John Wall now apparently is going to be, according to the reports, he's going to be a Clipper, and that team all of a sudden looks scary again. Think of this. John Wall, legs probably should be pretty fresh. He's played like 40 games in, you know, the last four seasons. So you get Kawhi Leonard back. You get Paul George back. You have John Wall as your point guard. That, to me, is a terrifying proposition. Robert Covington, Zubac, Norman Powell coming off the bench. This is going to be a good team. The Clippers are going to be we may have just forgotten about them, put them in the back of our minds after Kawhi got hurt and they had a down year this year. Watch out for this team with John Wall as their starting point guard. I like that move a lot. Actually, no, I love that move for the Clippers. And all of a sudden, now the Clippers are the team of LA. And the Lakers just won a title a couple years ago. The title just a couple years ago. And like that, boom, it turns in a hurry. And, you know, that's a team that, what is going to happen come Thursday when the Lakers want to make a couple more moves? Where do they go when they only have $6 million? Kyrie Irving was, and I don't believe he was told by the NBAPA. It was just, it's known. You don't want to say, I'm opting out of my final year in Brooklyn and I'm going to take a $6 million, mid-level taxpayer to go to the Lakers. You ain't doing that. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody wants that. That's bad for all the other players that are out there. Now, what it would have been good for, and I believe this, like if Kyrie Irving, I do believe, just wants to win. I when he's playing. And that's the big qualifier there, is Kyrie Irving, when he's playing, he does want to win. If he would have declined $37 million and gone to L.A. for $6 million and said, I just want to win, the union would hate that. But as a competitor, isn't that all we kind of want and ask for from our athletes? I mean, think about that. If he were to do that, it would be horrible from the union aspect. All the other players around the league would probably be pissed at him. But if you want to win, take less money. We talk about this all the time, right? Take less money. Go win a title. Take less money. Go. If you want to win, take less money. That's what Kyrie was, you know, thinking of doing. But then he said, no, I'm going to take that $37 million because why wouldn't we? We all would if we were put in that position. So those are NBA news and notes right now as we're getting ready for Thursday, which is that's when these contracts can start being negotiated. We got Will Hardy going to be the new head coach of the Utah Jazz. If you were to ask me, like, hey, what do you think the coach of the Utah Jazz should look like or would look like? I would say like Will Hardy, like he's the most Salt Lake City looking dude you could get. And that means Terry Stotts won't be the coach of the Utah Jazz. We have moving forward $47 million problem that the Lakers had that they knew was coming with the player option for Russell Westbrook. And then all things are quiet on the Blazer front as of right now. But let's talk about what is in store for the Blazers. Where do they go from here? He came out here. He lives right down the road, so he decided to hop in his car and take a drive down. Danny Morang from the Jack Ramsey's podcast is going to join us next. This is Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.